blah, 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 blah. I'm not even mic'd. I'm not even mic'd up. Blah, 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 blah. Now I'm mic'd up. All right. I'm starting today. Today is 11:41. I woke up this morning, or should I say, happy morning. The thing tipped over. And now, see, I'm just behind on my whole day here now. Not the whole day, but you know how we like to dramatize. What did I do? What did I do weird? Why did that happen? Oh, I see what's going on. All right. We'll pull it this way some, and then just tilt it that way. Yeah, and then we'll tilt it that way. How about that? How's that gonna look? I don't care. I need to be on the thing anyway. It's not about this. It's about that. Look, I'm all crooked and stuff. It don't matter. My blinds are all disheveled. And yes, my OCD is kicking in, making me want to address that. And wondering why this is doing what it's doing. Maybe I need to get a clip to attach the wire to it. Attach the wire to the assembly of the glider so that it doesn't get in the way of the foot pedal movements of the glider. So I woke up today. You know what? I'm going to tell you, first off, still in bed is the best. Still in bed is the best. I wake up, I say my happy Tuesdays or happy Wednesdays. Then I say still in bed. I say still in bed. And the Dane is like, they're like 9 hours ahead. So their day is over. And I'm still in, well, not over, but you know, I'm still in bed. And I love still in bed. I'm probably living it too much. In fact, yesterday, well, I had sinus things going on yesterday, so that's my excuse. I had sinus stuff going on yesterday, so I like kind of like had a little headache and kind of not feeling under the weather, but not feeling 100%. So that was my excuse to 8:30, 9 o'clock. I took a shower. I moisturized and I went to bed. And then I wake up periodically at the same time every time. Seems like 7:30, then again at 9. And I didn't really sleep all those hours. I watched some TV. It was just to get, you know, to lay down. I know I ate too much, but then I ate too much. Quote unquote too much, but I got up today and I still lost weight. My weight is still down, so I'm down to 202.4. I weighed 202.4 this morning, which is really good considering that I haven't been starving myself and I've been quote unquote cheating or falling short or backsliding, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. But I've been doing it. But the weight is still coming down. But I guess on those weekends, when I do indulge and really don't get too much probably physical activity, is when I can see my weight jump 8, 9, 10 pounds. But I think as long as I keep moving. Haven't been on the bike because it's been raining for so long. It's been raining here for like 2 weeks. Today it looks like it's kind of broke a little. But you can never tell. Allergies and sinuses. First it was sinus pain, then the allergies kicked in. You could tell the difference between allergies. There's just mucus everywhere, eyes runny. Got to the point last couple of nights I would have to sit up in bed and just cough and snot and hocker out all kinds of stuff. It was like a half a cup of stuff both nights, just spitting it out until I'm able to lay down. And it might be because of the foods I'm eating, which I know I shouldn't eat before bed. Well, I shouldn't eat at all, probably. Let's be honest. Some of them foods I eat, I probably shouldn't be eating at all. Daytime, nighttime, morning, breakfast, or dinner. Just leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone. But other than that, P-Funk Show coming up tomorrow. I think when I see them, January 14th, I would have seen them four times in like a little over 2 weeks. That's a lot. And then they coming back in March. I see dates being booked in March. They're coming back to play a casino here. Which is cool, I guess. You see, this cool, I guess. And that goes with maybe I should learn how to miss them. Maybe I should learn how to miss a couple of them. Just, you know, like, you don't got to go to all of them, I don't think. Do I? Do I have to go to all of them? I tell you, missing New Orleans, though. 420 Funk Long in New Orleans, missing that one. I love New Orleans. Any chance I get to go to New Orleans, I'm going. Any chance. The food there, the people, the weather. Anytime I get a chance to go to New Orleans, I usually go. But the airfare was stupid. We're talking $400 or $500 one way. Jazz Fest or something. I don't know Jazz Fest. I don't know what to call it. But something was going on in that city because airfare was just ridiculous. I couldn't even fly from New Orleans to Ohio at a decent price. It was just, I don't know what was going on. The airfare was at a premium. They wanted like $700 for me to fly back to California. And I'm like, no, that's too much. That's too much. That's too much. But I do love me some New Orleans. And it turned out 420 Funk, I played two nights there. Which would have been cool. But in New Orleans, you could just, you know, eat and don't got to do nothing. So I missed that one. And to full disclosure, I'm thinking 420 Funk Mob going to be playing all that pre-mothership music. And it turns out, not only, I'm going to say it weirdly, not only did they bring Greg Boyer, like he's an asset to attain something that I may or may not wish for, but they play Funkadelic, I heard. They play Aqua Boogie. Stop it. Stop it. Then I heard some other stuff, and I think all the clips I heard were not pre-mothership music. That I like to stereotype the 420 Funk Mob is playing. Because I was interested to see Greg Boyer's energy with the 420 Funk Mob. And that, the typical energy they, and music they kind of play on stage. Maybe, not, I wouldn't say the darker, definitely darker, funkadelic type music. And there's some people who like that a lot. So when I went and saw, when 420 played the Funketeers Ball, there was a lot of people who just flipped out over it. Because they had never heard some of those songs before live. And they just flipped completely out. In a good way. And I was like, okay. I'm a post-mothership. I'm post-mothership. But some of the Funkadelic songs were played live. When played with a modern sound or modern bass or whatever, modern production is really where that Parliament sound that I like so much comes from. You can hear the roots of it. And I know that. And I also know that some Funkadelic songs were really Parliament songs. And I believe there's a couple Parliament songs that I think probably were quote unquote Funkadelic songs. So then it's all good. It's just fun to talk about. For me. Hey, it looks like the sun's trying to come out a little bit. I wonder if this is even recording. Is it recording my voice? Because the plug came out, then I plugged the plug back in. The thing fell over. Did I start it again and stop it when it fell over? I forget what I did. But it should be recording now. It's 11:52. I'll get off this thing in a couple minutes. I'll punch in for work. Then I'll get back on because I worked yesterday and the last few days, everything's pretty much set up on the computer. I just got to log back in. All my apps should still be up and running. Just got to do a couple of, log back into a couple of systems that you get timed out as, go from there. Get ready for another work day. Today is our meeting day. So this is in the middle of the week where all the analysts, all the global analysts work today, where they overlap, because we have shifts Sunday to Thursday, Wednesday to Saturday, and Sunday to Thursday. Wednesday to Saturday. Wait a minute, they got to overlap. Wednesday, so it'll be Sunday to Wednesday, and Wednesday to Saturday or something like that. One of those. We were in today because we have meetings, so there's usually a lot of analysts, which kind of lightens the workload. But as I'm thinking, as an opportunity is coming up, and I've said before that it might be that the phones, me being on the phones, me answering the phones, me quote unquote having to deal with customers, may be the thing that keeps my head in the game. It keeps me motivated. The very thing that I may, in the back of my mind, think is the downfall or the, not downfall, but the, the itch of this job is the thing that may be keeping me going. And I think that's the beauty of life and everything. There's no clear-cut evil. There's no clear-cut good. There's nothing that's clear-cut. It can't be. Other than God, because God is by definition that. And God is just a definition. God is really just a definition of something. More like a tag. Because it's impossible for God to be right all the time. It's impossible unless you anoint that being or you anoint that philosophy as being right all the time. It's impossible to be right all the time because things change. It's like this. If you're perfect, all right, say you're perfect, right? If you're perfect, you can't change. And somebody will say, well, God's perfect. He doesn't have to change. Okay. So for billions and billions of years, he's going to be the same. That's got to be boring. Because so if you're perfect, you can't change. Because if you're perfect now and you change, that means at one point before or after that change, you weren't perfect. But if you are perfect now and you change and you're still perfect, that's the definition of God. God can do anything. And I think God has to be dynamic. And obviously with the New Testament, a rewrite, you're like, oops. Okay, I'm going to send somebody to clean up that mess that y'all made, that I allowed y'all to make. Knowing he put that apple in there, if God knows everything, why did he put the apple in there in the first place? He knew what Cain and Abel was going to do. He knew what Adam and Eve was going to do. He knew the snake was there. Hell, he put the snake there. He knew Gabriel and the trumpets and Michael angels was going to fall and the devil, Satan. He knew all that. He, according to your scripture or belief, possibly, God is omnipresent and omnipotent. He knows everything. So everything that happens, not a leaf shall fall. Why did I go down this road? We were just talking about peat bog. And faith and belief. I believe in faith and belief. No, I believe in faith. Faith works for the human animal. We talked about that yesterday. Faith and love changes the body chemistry, I think, of human beings. So I believe in that. And it goes back to God and faith and understanding and having a bigger, something bigger than you. Believing in something bigger than yourself. Even though I believe there's nothing higher than me, there may be something bigger, a bigger thing than me that I could be a part of, but still be the highest thing in it, according to my subjective view, of which I think everybody should have that, and which I pretty much think everybody does. They just may or may not know how to act on it. I mean, how can you not have your own self-interest first? I can't even fathom that. I can't even fathom that idea, not having your own self-interest first. But I've met people who have done things and had emotions and reactions that I didn't think human beings could have until I saw it. It was just out of my worldview. It's like, no, people don't do that until you see somebody do it and you go, oh, they do. Anyway, I'm gonna go punch you in. I'll be back. Okay, so So I clocked in. I got this thing set up. I'll get another 13, 14 minutes on the glider. The object is to get about 3,000-4,000 steps in before work, because during work, if I exercise at my breaks and lunch, I get about 3,000, sometimes 3,500 or more. Maybe 3,500 to 4,000, I guess. That's an hour. 2 15-minute breaks in a half hour. But before, when I was doing this, I was doing the whole 10,000 steps. I was doing the whole 10,000 steps before work. So I was finishing up either on the bike or walking. Not so much on the glider, I don't think. I think I did the glider a couple times. Did 10,000 on the glider before work. And then after work, go back down there. And I say go back down because if I did it, it was probably at my daughter's house. Had a glider in the basement. Sometimes it's too cold to go outside, and my plantar fasciitis was acting up. I couldn't walk as much, and I didn't have a bike. I considered buying a bike back there, but I bought a glider instead because of the winter times and stuff, rain and weather and stuff. And I plan, basically, because I plan to go back. Look like I'm planning to go back every 2 months. See granddaughter. Keep her on track, if you know what I mean. Keep her on track. Make sure she get some grandfather direction in there somewhere. Everybody wants to have their hand in it. So that's fun. You can see I took off my sweat top. It was getting kind of warm. I was sweating either. So we got P-Funk tomorrow at House of Blues. I loved House of Blues. I used to love House of Blues. Was my favorite place ever. House of Blues, Los Angeles, was my favorite place ever to see a P-Funk or a band. I love the smell of the place, the coziness of it, the wood. And you know what? I went to New Orleans House of Blues, and I was standing in there, and it hit me that this place is small. I was like, whoa, this place is small. I didn't realize the House of Blues was so small. Or over the years, I've grown, quote unquote, grown to get to being used to bigger venues, to where I can walk into a venue now and blah, blah. Not like a stadium. You know, I walk into a stadium, 70,000. That's a whole different energy. But if you walk into a big, I haven't done a stadium concert. I wonder what that's even like. I'm so used to, actually, I haven't done a non-P-Funk concert in probably a couple years, other than, you know, the local bands here. I don't think I've done a non-P-Funk show, major act, in probably a few years. So I've always been front row. And when I go to Steeler games, I'm second row, right behind the bench. So I don't know how I would do. I want to see Kirk Franklin. That's one of the people I do want to actually see. Kirk Franklin. And the other one, of course, would be Talking Heads. That one, oh, I missed that. I didn't get to see that live. I would love to see the Talking Heads live. And you think David Byrne, I guess, doesn't have any intention of redoing it. You think it would be a moneymaker. I would have to go see them. They play that Stop Making Sense record, Speaking in Tongues. Because I saw Sharday. You know, I saw her. Saw Stevie Wonder. He's an icon. I mean, you know, it was okay. It wasn't, you know, one of my favorite, you know, bucket list people. But after I saw him and saw the production and how, you know, just the whole thing, it was impressive. I mean, I saw some other big people, too, that I'm sure that, you know, kind of like bucket list stuff, kind of people you say, oh, you got to at least see them once, you know. Prince. Not sure if I saw Rick James. I saw Rick James and Tina Marie do like a private party. Not sure if I ever saw Rick James live, my gosh. But, you know. I wonder what that'd be like to go to a big stadium concert. I saw the Rolling Stones. That was in a big arena. And I was like at the Forum. A million miles away from the stage. No, that was when I saw Prince. Yeah, I saw Prince at the Forum like that too. A couple of times. So I guess it's, you know, it's something. But I'm just so used to having that connection with the performers, having that eye contact or having my energy be recognized from the stage. I guess I get used to that. You get used to that and it becomes part of, you know, what you do maybe. But says on this thing, I've been on this thing for 21 minutes, did 1.5 miles. That might be right. Because I guess sometimes if you stop, this counter, this electronic counter thingy, it times out and goes back to zero. But I guess I was able to get off, punch in for work, and get back here, and I still remembered the time I had done before. So that's that. I mean, I got nothing to say. Just, you know, I know I need to. I'm glad my weight is coming down because I'm extreme. I feel lazy. It might be the rain and the weather. And I really haven't been outside in a few days. I think I went outside to get something out of the car. Well, I went outside to go do something, you know, real quick. I haven't been out. So, Saturday, driving to Vegas, I'm looking forward to the drive as much as the show. I'm looking forward to the drive as much as the show. Driving to Vegas. In fact, I got a room at the place where they're playing. I don't know what the hell's going on with Vegas prices either. Jesus Christ, even the Four Queens wanted $200 a room. We used to get Four Queen rooms for $90, $80, $90 a piece. Four Queens was the cheap one. Golden Nugget was the one we used to have to go, oh, $120, oh. Now, Golden Nugget, I mean, Four Queens wanted a couple hundred. And I realized after all this, I'm off Monday. So this is going to be really nice. I'll be able to stay in bed and travel and see P-Funk. And then Sunday morning, I got to check out and drive home and then still have Monday. Oh, my God. And there's no football. No, there's no football. I don't think the playoffs start this weekend. They should. There should be no rest. Yeah, there should be some playoffs this week. Oh, my God. I hope there's no playoffs on Saturday. Well, either way, it don't matter. Not like I care. I mean, I do care. I mean, it's not that I don't care. I'll watch them and they're entertaining. I love the NFL and I support the NFL. And I, you know, I don't hate on other teams. And you know, the NFL by itself is still something to watch, regardless if my team is in it or not. And regardless of how optimistic I am about my football team, going 7-2 in the last 9 games, our rookie quarterback seems to have found his footing in a transition year from when we, remember, you got to remember, we had a quarterback. We had a Hall of Fame quarterback for 18 years. We didn't have to worry about quarterback position for 18 years. Well, we did have to worry about it because those last few years, Mr. Roethlisberger's performance was questionable. We didn't know if it was his performance or it was the offense's performance or whatever. But it may have been a combination of a Hall of Fame quarterback not ready to retire and a new offense that needs to be implemented. And it might have been, I think there was definitely some conflict between Ben and everybody. I'm here. They said Ben didn't like Mason. Ben didn't like Canada. I'm not sure. People who know for real. But I'm just hearing Ben didn't like this. I think he didn't like Figner. I don't know. I'm just throwing out names that I've heard on podcasts. But, so I'm just happy about the football team next year. We got off season now for a few months, lots of months, which is good. Give us time to rest and get excited. I had my Spotify podcast favorited, so I got a whole bunch of Steeler podcasts that'll keep me abreast of what's going on. And, you know, it's good. It's just really good. It's good. It's really good. Pittsburgh and P-Funk. Pittsburgh Steelers and P-Funk. Jerry Scott Mitchell, 4th and 5th grade. 60 years old, still. Still P-Funk in Pittsburgh. And Jeffrey. Jeffrey P-Funk in Pittsburgh. Now, there's so much more. There's just so much more. Kids, family, friends. It really is good. It's just so thick. Places I've been, experiences, so rich. It's rich and I carry it with me. And I think that's probably what it's about. It's rich and I carry it with me. And I'm able to re-experience a lot of it when I'm in my, quote unquote, in the moments between the moments. And it all adds up. And it, not only does it all add up from the experience. The experience makes me more capable. Therefore, being more capable enhances the next experience. The next experience may or may not be better than the previous experience is because of the experience of the previous experience. You know how to do it better now. I was thinking that, and that's what I was thinking. I was the House of Blues in New Orleans. And it hit me that I do this so much. I know all the tricks. Because I just got in there. And I just start doing what I do, just going here, going there, looking at that, seeing if that's open. You know, is that, can we do something with that? Ooh, what's over there? You know, just asking questions and just being aware. Because I know a lot of people, you know, they don't go out as much. They stay in their lane, basically. They stay in their lane as a customer. You know, customer, you ain't supposed to be going back there. You ain't supposed to be worrying about that. You're just supposed to come in, get your ticket, go to your seat, and go back and forth to the bathroom or to the bar. You know, you ain't supposed to be all over here, all over there, all over the building, making noise, telling the DJ to turn the music up from the floor, screaming it out loud so the whole venue can hear you. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, well, y'all, tea time for me and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or in any atom, in any universe that ever is, was, or will be, the totality of the all and hypothesis of all is one, a theory of universe.